Check this out.
Oh. Assalamualaikum. Hello? Yes? We're just now going back live with our show here. This is Yusuf Estes. This is the mailbox. And we're on the, yes, the mailbag. We're here on the Dean Show. And, okay, what is your question? I see. You want us to, all right, okay, we'll do that. We'll do it right now. All right, thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I had a letter here that was asking me a couple of questions, and I was making some notes about this regarding the women in Islam. Well, we've been talking about that. Earlier we spoke about the idea of more than one wife in Islam. And to be honest about it, I didn't think we'd get another call that quick, but let me answer that. Yes? Yes? Assalamu alaikum, yes. You're calling live. Okay? All right, we're talking about it right now. Let me get back to the program. Yes, this is Yusuf Estes. Okay. No, just send us some email, okay? All righty. Okay. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, another caller on the same subject. So let's treat that subject. Now the question comes like this. Why is it in Islam that a man can have four wives and a woman can only have one husband? Well, this question came to me one time in the university. A great big woman came walking in there and she said, I want to know how come you Muslims can have four wives and a woman can only have one husband. I said, wow. You know, this is very uncommon. Even throughout the entire population of all of the Muslim men in the world, you won't maybe find 1%, 2% that perhaps have multiple wives like this. But it is legal in Islam if they're a real wife and they're married. But still, how am I going to answer this big lady? How come you can have four wives, a woman can only have one husband? I said, ma'am, can I ask you a question? She said, yeah. I said, are you married? Yeah. So what? I said, okay, do you mind just for a minute? I want you to picture your husband. Why? I said, just think about him for a minute. Picture your husband in your mind. She said, okay. And she did, and then I said, now, you got him in your mind, he come home from work, he's sitting there in his favorite chair, asking you to go get him something to drink. She said, yeah, he probably want a beer. I said, okay, but anyway, now, you got this in your mind. Yeah, I said, would you like to have another husband just like him? She said, oh my God, no. I said, well then what do you want for? But to understand, this is not about some kind of, sexual thing that people have going on in their minds, some kind of wild fantasies. This is about being responsible in marriage for your family. So if a man has more than one wife, he's responsible, fully responsible for the second wife, just like the first, to have a house, transportation, education, medical benefits, food, clothing, all the things that he has for one family, he must provide for the other. That's an order in Islam, otherwise you can only have one wife. And as I've already said, most Muslims don't. But for sure in Islam, boyfriend, girlfriend is not permitted. There's no limit in most societies on how many girlfriends a man can have, or boyfriends for that matter now. But in Islam it's very clear, there is no sexual relation without marriage. And then when there is marriage, there's no sexual relationship outside of marriage. So this is one of the things that's key to understand. Then if there's going to be a relation, it's going to be a legitimate, recognized, and supported relationship so that any children coming from this will have a father, they'll have the father's name, they will have the father's benefit of any education that he's providing for one group of children he has to provide for the others. So we understand here that this is something good. This is something fair. In a world that we live in today, with such chaos and so many awful situations going on, children being abandoned in the streets and crime everywhere, and the things that we see, much of this could be avoided if what? If the children had good parents taking care of them. If they had a mother and a father who raised them up in a caring home instead of a child telling you, I don't know who my father is. And how about this? I met one, he said that he didn't know who his father was. He said, and my mother didn't know who her father was. Now, what kind of society is this? Islam does not tolerate that. If there's going to be a relationship, it will be an ordained, sanctioned, and contractual relationship where both parties are taking benefit and not one over the other. This is very important to understand in Islam. And by the way, before we leave the subject, and the caller was reminding me about this, and I'd like you to think about it. In a society where a man can only marry a woman who's not married. Now, think about this. I cannot marry a woman if she's already married. That's what Islam says. But the woman is allowed to marry any man as long as he doesn't already have four wives. So in a society where you have so many women and so many men, a man can only choose from the women who are not married. But the woman is free to choose from any of the men as long as he doesn't have four. And she can observe how he treats the other woman. And know, hey, he's got to treat me the same way. And if he doesn't, he's in big trouble. These are some of the things in the Muslim society that perhaps you didn't know. Maybe it's not of interest to you, but you should at least know what the truth and the relevance behind it is. Well, if you want, you can call us or write to us. It's right here on the mailbag on the Dean Show. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.